Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We pay tribute to those people, and we also present a positive path forward for people to engage in service activities and good deeds each 9/11.
In the aftermath of 9/11, Jay Winnick encouraged people to volunteer in some way, shape, or form. This went beyond the mantra, never forget.
We wanted to try to capture, at least on one day a year, that spirit of compassion and togetherness and the way we all put aside our differences and focus on our common humanity.
This is about deeds, large and small.
I like to tell the story of a couple in Boston who spent the day, one early 9/11, just putting quarters in expired parking meters and moving along. It wasn't a case where they were looking for credit, but they were saving somebody's day. And it was really a good deed, and it really reflected the way people just, after 9/11, stepped forward and helped in whatever way they could.
Winnick's efforts led to 9/11 becoming a national day of service.
We encourage people to participate in whatever fits their comfort zone. And that could be in a self-directed way, like the couple who put quarters in the parking meter, or by engaging in some formal 9/11 day service event. And they happen all over the country.
This started as a small grassroots effort.
Flash forward to now, and almost 30 million people each year participate in the 9/11 day observance in one way or another.
Winnick saw this as a way to honor his brother Glenn. Glenn was a lawyer who was also a volunteer firefighter and EMT.
When the attack of the World Trade Center happened in 93, Glenn responded, raced from his nearby law office down to the Trade Center, and he did the same thing in 2001. In fact, Glenn was still in his apartment getting ready for work on the morning of 9/11, saw what happened on TV, jumped into a cab, ran down to 195 Broadway where his law office was, helped evacuate that building, grabbed some equipment from local responders on the scene, and then raced west towards the South Tower to save lives. And so Glenn perished when the South Tower came down. So there's a person who set an example for me. He lived his life and died in service to people he did not know. Soon after the attacks, my friend David Payne, who we knew each other professionally and maintained a good friendship long after he moved to California, though he was a New Yorker, he called me up and he said, I know you lost your brother. What do you think about a day of service? So here was this former New Yorker in California, frustrated by geography that he didn't have the opportunity to be here and do something. But he did recognize that the world was responding in a very humanitarian way and that there was an opportunity potentially to set this day up as a day of service each year to reflect the way people were responding. Again, focusing on our common humanity instead of the things that typically tend to separate us.
What do you think he would think about this day of service and how large it's become and how many people are helping and being helped?
Well, Glenn was a very humble person. He would be embarrassed to know that he was in part the inspiration for this, proud but embarrassed because he was not one to seek attention. But I tell people all the time that Glenn would have been the first person to sign up for this. He really would have seen the wisdom and the sensibility of having a day like this that honors the sacrifice and dedication of first responders and of ordinary citizens who go out of their way to do extraordinary things.
Winnick and Payne were able to pull this off in part because they're public relations professionals. The unity and sense of purpose harnessed after the terror attacks are just as important now.
It's a great illustration of how we all really can work together and put aside our differences and, in fact, celebrate our differences, which is really what we should be doing, learning from each other, sharing with each other, and celebrating the fabric of America that makes us so special.
He's hoping the next generation will serve and volunteer in memory of those who were murdered. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.